At its latest meeting on March 12, Rocky View County, RVC, Council approved a terms of reference for a project that will amend the county's Greater Bragg Creek Area Structure Plan, and should help guide development within the Bragg Creek area going forward. While this proposed amendment will further define the vision for the hamlet itself, the project is expected to further the high-level vision of Bragg Creek's identity, said RVC senior planner Andrew Chell. Chell stated that the project's objectives were to create a land use strategy for the Bragg Creek growth area, and to identify opportunities for economic development while also protecting and enhancing natural and environmental features of the Bragg Creek area. According to Chell, the project will also determine storm and wastewater needs, and identify opportunities for recreation and infrastructure improvements. The approved terms of reference lays out the work plan for the project that is expected to start at the beginning of April. Council also approved a budget adjustment of $618,000 that will cover the cost of the project's visioning committee, which will help guide the project through its initial phases, technical studies, advertising and public engagement efforts. Ultimately, it's critical that the area structure plan is driven by public input and it prioritizes the strength of the community, added Chell, who also announced to council that the county had just been approved for a $200,000 grant from the Northern and Regional Economic Development Grant, lowering the county's costs for the program to $418,000. While administration was happy with its proposed plan, not all on council were pleased that the county was footing the lion's share of the bill for a growth area that will purportedly benefit numerous regional businesses and developers. The proponents of growth generally come in with something, and we're getting nothing here, said Division 5 Coun. Greg Bulk. Why is there not a developer involved in this? Chell responded that, as a municipal government, the responsibility of creating an area structure plan rested solely with the county. Typically, a structure plan will be initiated and guided by the municipality with the idea that it would best represent the public interest. Division 1 Coun. Kevin Hansen, who represents the Bragg Creek area on council, zoomed into the meeting to defend the plan. The costs here might look high, he said. But the reason why is because this is the first time we're delineating these area plans. I do believe this will be a benchmark for other area plans, continued Hansen. We have to come up with a plan that is workable and will attract people to the area. Presiding over the meeting in the absence of the Reeve, Division 2 Coun, and Deputy Reeve Don Cockin stated that he could not support the plan. I think this is premature, he stated. Without community interest, I don't think area structure plans should move forward. Cockin went on to state he believed that the high price tag associated with the project was not going to be worth what the county gets in return. This dollar value is too big and I don't think we're going to get a bang for our buck. Despite opposition from two councillors, Bulk and Cockin, the motion to approve the terms of reference passed by a 4-2 vote, with divisions 4, 6, and 7 councillors Samantha Wright, Sunny Samra, and Al Shul siding with Hansen in the vote. The project will now officially move into its next phase. If all things go according to plan, county administration will conduct public engagement in February and March of next year, with a prospective area structure plan draft submitted for council approval sometime during the summer of 2025.